When I watch Kenneth Copeland and others in their fruitful, consistent life, they lived according to the word. Hallelujah. And then I heard others, and you go and check it out. And I heard Bill Winston, some of you probably heard of him. And then Leroy Thompson. And we as a people, not that whatever I have to do to get this in your spirit, I'm going to do it. To get you out of this and thinking and stop calling yourself a black church. Ain't but one church. A lot of different colors of skins of people, but ain't but one church. We need to get over this stuff. But I heard them talk, and I searched the scripture too. And we, as a people right here, I can't talk, well, we may be live streaming. But you are sitting here. I can see you. The day has come. And the hour is here. And the ball is in your hand. Are you going to dribble it? Are you going to shoot it? Or are you going to travel with it? What are you going to do? The ball is in your hand. Because I'm going to tell you a few things. And that's why the Lord said, there will be a continual flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've gone through scripture. I read them from the Bible. And it's good to read them over again because I found out I didn't hear it the first time. Anybody here? Amen. Anybody here? Amen. God has made us rich. I'll say it again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, right? It says in 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he has made him to be what? Sin for us who knew no sin. That we might be what? Made the righteousness of God. For his sake, Jesus became poor, that through his poverty we might be rich. He made you rich. You are sitting where you're sitting, and you're rich, you're wealthy, and many of you don't even know it. And you say, I'm rich. You could have fooled me. That's why I want to tell you the truth so you won't be fooling it any longer. He made a deposit in you until you act, until you consistently act and follow God daily. You're walking. But until you do, the world is continually pulling at you, trying to keep you from getting over here. Thank you, Jesus. Boy. So he told us how to do it. He said in 2 Corinthians, I'm all over in first. Let me get over in where I'm supposed to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Oh, glory to God. He said, this I say unto you, of this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also how? Sparingly. He who soweth bountifully shall also reap how? And somehow we have thought that maybe the welfare get us by. All the time you've been on it, you all done found out about now. It won't do it. Because you get the same old check. And you keep doing the same old thing.
Yes, sir.
And keep getting the same old result. Running out of money before the end of the month. But he said, I got a kingdom that control wealth. Teach you how to get wealth. And you have been born into the kingdom, and I told you to find out how my kingdom works and stop working under the system of Satan called the Mammon system. You're going to support God and put your resources into the things of God. He will never allow you to rise in his system and take money out. Y'all ain't hear me. But if you get over here in this system and obey God, because it's by faith, not by what you see, not by what you feel, it is by faith that you obey God. Hallelujah. And you learn how to operate with the anointing and with the power of God that have empowered you to get well. He'll show you how to get things that the devil been trying to keep from you. So I come to tell you, it's time to move Christian Fellowship Church. We have sit by long enough, been split up long enough. Some of us are here a little bit and some of us will go out and grumble about it. But it's time to say, God, show me what you want me to do. There's some money God wants to come in this ministry. There's some money God wants to come in your life. But until you do it and do what he says, it'll never happen for you. But if you get from being afraid and you get from being tight-fisted, if you get from holding back and complaining about what you don't have and take that little that you do have and put it to work, it'll grow into what you don't have. So I come to tell you, God, peoples are wealthy. It's time for us to go for the gold. It's time for us to go and get some money.